Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tess Barjaber here. Thanks for listening to Who Killed Jennifer Short. I wanted to turn you on to another great podcast, this one from Fox 8's Chad Tucker. It's about the worst mass courthouse shooting in American history. Take a listen to 57 Shots in 90 Seconds, the Carroll County Courthouse Shootout.
On a cold March morning in 1912, the Blue Ridge Mountain town of Hillsville, Virginia, would change forever when gunfire erupted in the Carroll County Courthouse.
There were five people murdered in open court that morning.
And there were 57 shots fired in here in probably about 90 seconds.
And that still to this day remains as the most egregious crime to occur during an open court proceeding in the history of the United States.
It was a tragedy. Most of the newspapers called it a massacre.
It was front page news on papers all the way to California.
It was the big news for a long time in the country until the Titanic sank and knocked it off the front pages.
Today, Hillsville is much like any small southern town. But in 1912, it looked more like the scene of an old Western movie.
Everybody carried a gun for the most part. And, you had to. People were mean in those days. If you look at some of the old records, there were murders every week.
To survive in Carroll County in 1912, in the early 1900s, you had to be industrious. You had to work hard, you had to protect yourself, you had to be tough or you didn't survive. And it was the frontier, it was survival of the fittest sometimes.
People think it's bad now, it was worse in those days.
And then there were the politics.
There was a tremendous, amount of tension in Carroll County about whose side you were on. Were you a Republican or were you a Democrat? Because there was a long history of conflict between these two sides.
And the leaders of those two sides were Clerk of Court Dexter Goad and local businessman Floyd Allen.
Floyd Allen was a Democrat, and he was a staunch Democrat and kind of the leader of the Democratic faction below Fancy Gap Mountain. But the county was run by Republicans.
On the day of the shootout, Floyd Allen was on trial for an altercation with a Carroll County deputy.
Floyd Allen was an older gentleman, and he had made his way through life by doing whatever it took to make things work.
Remember we said earlier, back in those days, everybody carried a gun, even to court.
The sheriff had gone to the, and the clerk of court had gone to the judge before the trial started and said to disarm the Allens before the trial. And the judge said, no, that would appear like the state was afraid of them. And so he elected to not disarm anybody that day.
And so everyone came to court packing.
The sheriff didn't normally carry a pistol, a little like Andy Griffith. But on his way to court that morning, he had stopped at his cousin's house to have a shoe tightened on his horse. And the cousin says, you better borrow a pistol. Says the Allens are liable to kill you there today. And so he did. He borrowed a .38 automatic, which they were fairly new in 1912.
When the jury came back with the guilty verdict, Floyd Allen faced the loss of his freedom.
I think Floyd had the ability to be really go from 0 to 100 on temper in a snap of a finger. And it was a character flaw, but it ended up, doing him in.
I think he encountered a different situation, and he was sentenced to a year in prison and stood up and said, I ain't a-going.
And with those words, bullets started.
started to fly.
And 57 shots were fired in 90 seconds.
5 people were killed, others wounded. Over 100 years later, the thunderous barrage would leave behind the echoes of one lasting question.
There were probably at least 5 different versions of who fired the first shot.
Everybody wondered about that question.
But whatever the answer, many of the wounds left behind that day have continued to fester in this small southern town.
I can assure you that there are still deep scars in the descendants of these families that they haven't forgotten.
I'm Chad Tucker. This is 57 Shots in 90 Seconds, the Carroll County Courthouse Shootout. Find it wherever you get your podcast.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Allow your imagination to be piqued by stories that are brought to life through captivating sound design, eerie soundscapes, and dynamic performances. As an Audible member, you'll be able to keep your heart rate up month after month because you can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog, including the latest bestsellers and new releases. If you're in the mood for a shocking psychological thriller, check out None of This Is True by Lisa Jewell. Embrace brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/thrill or text thrill to 500-500. That's audible.com/thrill or text thrill to 500-500.